It's official. Ireland has agreed to be bailed out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Irish government has formally requested help from its European partners. As you may remember, the country had been saying it didn't need a bailout package. So what changed? Well, let's bring in our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard. He's live with us from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, we've been watching this story unfold for weeks now. Now we have a deal. Bring us up to date. What's going on there?
Ireland is getting a package of loans worth well over $100 billion from Ireland's European partners and from the IMF. This is a kind of war chest to prevent the country's heavily indebted banks from going bust. We don't know the exact amount or the terms because they still haven't been agreed. I mean, this is extraordinary. They rushed out this announcement of a deal in principle last night for fear of mayhem in the financial markets this morning if there'd been no agreement at all.
Always like to put those big deals out on the weekend so the markets don't react right away. Now, Stephen, Ireland generates about as much economic output as the state of Maryland, we checked, and that's what it is. How did this become a story of concern to the entire world?
It's fear of contagion. All 16 countries that use the euro are joined at the hip. A massive loss of confidence in one can quickly spread to some of the others, especially if they've got similar problems, like Portugal and Spain, for example. Turmoil in four or five of these countries obviously endangers the whole currency, which is a major force in the global economy. Professor Dominic Swords of the Henley Business Centre says if the euro fell apart, it could have a big impact on the fragile recovery in the global economy.
An event like that, like the European currency running into big problems, could completely destabilize that return to growth that we're beginning to see.
And it's worth remembering that with this Irish bailout, we're certainly not out of the woods. They said that after Greece, and look, it didn't stop the rot of bailing out the Greeks.
Absolutely. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, here in the U.S. today, First Lady Michelle Obama will announce a program to put 5,000 salad bars in schools around the country. It's part of her campaign against childhood obesity, as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
Remember when Cookie Monster tried to get kids to eat better?
Me eat bowl of fruit!
Well, Rodney Taylor says you don't need Cookie Monster. You need a salad bar. Taylor is with Riverside School District in California. He put salad bars in 29 elementary schools at $10,000 a pop.
We were feeding 47% of the children. Today we feed 70%.
He says when more students eat lunch at school, less food is wasted. And that makes up for the cost, which includes staff to keep the salad bar clean and make sure students take something from all the food groups.
Sweetie, you need to get some vegetables. Sweetie, you need to add some more color.
But salad bars may not be the best way to fight childhood obesity, says John Cawley. He studies the problem at Cornell University.
The thing I worry about is just whether resources are being spent in the way that does the most good for the most children.
He'd rather see money go to medically proven obesity programs at schools. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets in Europe are up about 0.5% on that Irish bailout news. We'll get earnings today here in the U.S. from Hewlett-Packard, as well as Jack in the Box and Tyson Foods. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow rose 22 points to close at 11,203.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio.
At last count, the unemployment rate in the state of Michigan was 13%. That's more than 3% higher than the national average. Well, now the lousy economy in Michigan, combined with a glut of vacant homes there, are having an effect on the utility companies. Turns out squatters, homeowners, and even businesses are getting busted in record numbers for trying to get gas and electricity for free. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio has the story.
Every day of the work week, a team from DTE Energy investigates tips of illegal gas and electrical hookups.
DTE!
They visit homes like this one on the city's west side, where theft investigator Keith Gross finds a meter box that's been hacked into.
I wonder why. Look at this. Running right straight through the wall. Little piece of 16-gauge wire.
Inside the box, the meter is gone. Someone has wedged a nail and what looks like a scissor blade into the box to conduct electricity, and they've connected it to a wire that's threaded into a hole in the side of the house.
Don't try this at home, kids.
That's Mark Johnson. He heads DTE's theft investigation unit. Johnson says the makeshift connection could give someone a powerful shock. He says the flimsy wire pushed through the house's clapboard siding is a recipe for fire. And he says these jury-rigged connections are powering homes all over Detroit. Last year, DTE found 60,000 instances of energy theft. The company is able to bill some of it to the energy thieves themselves, but the utility estimates its losses due to theft are at least $45 million a year, and those losses are ultimately passed on to paying customers. Part of the reason theft is so rampant in Detroit, Johnson says, is because the city has tens of thousands of abandoned homes.
And every one of those abandoned homes is a potential squatter house. And if you're a squatter, you have no legal right to live there, so therefore you can't get utility service. And so they steal. And when we turn off the theft, they move to the next house. I've had little kids tell me that, oh yeah, we've lived in all these houses. You know, we've moved house to house to house. As we've turned off theft, they just squat in the next house.
DTE officials say they put millions of dollars each year into a fund to help people pay their bills. But they say they can't help people who don't seek assistance. And many people never do. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
And finally, a four-year-old boy in the UK was trying out his brand new metal detector when it started beeping, and he dug down a few inches and found a 500-year-old gold locket worth $4 million. That never happens. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
You need jobs? We got jobs.
The conventional wisdom up to now is that the prime generators of jobs are small businesses. But it's not just any small business, it's really the new businesses.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What's really fueling employment and the day's business news as well? Next time on Marketplace, it's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.